This is episode number 2029 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts.
This year is the 100th anniversary of magicians sawing people in half. That's a thing, and it's 100 years old. The trick was first performed in London in 1921. Wow, I had no idea.
That's an interesting one. Yeah.
Random. R. Kelly is afraid of flying and travels by bus when he's able to, even though his biggest hit ever is I Believe I Can Fly, but he's afraid of flying.
Okay, yeah.
And ironically, he's currently awaiting multiple trials in multiple locations on multiple charges relating to sexual abuse, and he's been held in custody over the last 2 years due to fears that he's a flight risk. See what we did there? He's afraid of flying. And that's some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Here I am.
Here you are. What's going on?
How long do you think J-Lo's going to put up with Ben's bromance with Matt Damon? I wonder.
I mean, did they hang? I mean, they've known each other forever.
Oh, yeah. They hung out.
Did they go to school together, or did they just met each other in school?
I don't remember what the deal was. But I know that, you know, in Bennifer Part 1, right. Matt Damon was there.
Was he?
Yeah. You know, this was post-Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I guess so. You wonder how much Matt's been there all these years.
Well, he was happy to go back together.
No, I know he was. I read somewhere that he wasn't going to spill the beans. They asked him in an interview, and he basically said, if they were together, this was before we all knew they were together, and he said, there's not enough liquor available that you can make me drink that I tell you the answer to that. And then he kind of backtracked, thinking, like, I probably shouldn't have said that. And he said something like, he goes, well, I'd be happy for him if they did.
Yeah, right.
Like he
right.
didn't know. Matt knew.
It makes you wonder.
Matt knew before A-Rod knew. I think that's the deal.
I think A-Rod was one of the later ones to know.
I think you're right.
I wonder what Matt Damon's relationship with Jen Garner was like.
I think they liked each other. I don't think there was a problem. Matt's not the toxic one in the Ben-Matt relationship.
Oh, no.
It's Ben.
Ben's a toxic, yes.
Yeah, we get that. So it's what did Matt's wife think of his relationship with Ben? Or still, I don't know.
But Matt was really excited when they got back together.
Well,
so
of course he was, because he got his old pal back.
So the trio, or plus one, or third wheel, were spotted out together Sunday in Malibu. Paparazzi snapped a couple. They were strolling hand in hand.
Not the trio.
Just Ben and Jen.
The Bennifer. Okay.
The Bennifer was strolling hand in hand. Matt wasn't holding anybody's hand.
No. Not that we could see anyway, probably.
Right. So they were at Paradise Cove. We've been to Paradise Cove.
That's where Rockford Files was shot.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, Jim Rockford's old trailer in his mobile home was parked, or no, it was an RV. It's parked right there. Right by the Paradise Cove Cafe, right by the pier there in Malibu.
Cool.
We're being too inside. Our consultant said, don't be so inside that nobody understands Los Angeles. And I get it.
So they're walking hand in hand, la, 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 la,
la. Land the plane, Morgan.
La, la, la. And then Matt, dressed like a crew member in shades and a baseball hat, he just strolls up beside them, still not holding anybody's hand.
Good.
So I just want to clear that up.
That's good, Matt.
So now at first it wasn't.
Especially Ben's.
if he's going to hold anyone's hand,
it'll
be Ben's.
If you guys are going to skip, you can hold hands so you don't fall down.
Yes, yes. Buddy system. At first it wasn't clear who was the third wheel, but closer inspection confirms it was Ben's little buddy. Yeah.
His little buddy.
So the trio were stopping along the way, chatting it up with locals before stepping into a beach home. Perhaps theirs, or someone they know, or a summer rental. Who really knows? Well, Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
She doesn't want a movie to be made about her until after she's deader than dead.
Well, I'm in favor of that too.
All right, so we can't make a movie about you until you're dead?
No, Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
Now, for the kids that are listening, they don't know who the hell's Barbara Streisand. Think Barbara Streisand was Celine Dion before Celine Dion was born.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of that person.
Celine Dion was big in the 90s.
She was huge in the 90s.
Titanic.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. And all her other hits.
Yes, Titanic and the other hits.
You know who else was big in the 90s?
Who?
It was that Mariah Carey woman.
Oh, yeah, Whitney Houston. Well, she's currently writing her autobiography and wants fans to read that to learn the truth about her life.
Oh, Barbara Streisand. We're back on
Barbara. Yes, Barbara Babs.
Babs, okay, all right. She's writing an autobiography.
Yes.
Okay, you should do that when you get to be 100.
Why not?
She's close to that, isn't she? She's like,
no.
No, she's in her 70s. I know. Just saying.
Did she marry James Brolin, or are they just together?
That I don't know. I believe they're married, but they might be just shacking up.
When he
was Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
A long time ago, it was a black and white show called Father Knows Best. You know it. I'm sorry, Marcus Welby, M.D.
Well, that's still the same guy, Robert Young. Yeah.
Anyway, Marcus Welby, M.D.
Mm-hmm. James Brolin was
James
his
Brolin,
assistant.
Yes.
I now remember that.
I had such a crush
on him.
Oh,
this was
then.
Before he was on Hotel.
Oh, way before.
Yeah. That's right.
This
he was
is
on
what
Marcus
got him
Welby.
Famous.
Ah, I get it.
This
get
is
it.
Where he got his big start.
And now he's married to Barbara Streisand. And he's probably got to listen to this crap all day long. James, I don't know. I can't have an autobiography about no biopics until I'm dead. Promise me. No biopics.
Promise me, James. Promise me. Anywho, she wants fans to read to learn the truth about her life. She did admit that she'd get upset if a biopic was made while she was still alive, and she'd hate there to be any inaccuracies.
Mm.
Do you think you're setting your standards a little bit high, Babs?
Well, but you know, biopics usually have inaccuracies in them.
Of course they do.
I mean, they kind of take liberties.
Yes, they do.
Like, especially if the person's dead. Take all the liberties you want. Go ahead.
With
oh, man,
dead
this
people.
Would be bad if something bad happened. We'd be jinxed, and then Van Camp and Morgan killed Barbara
hey,
Streisand.
She brought it up.
Oh, my God. The Who Cares News killed Barbara Streisand.
She
that would
brought
be
it
terrible.
Up. Nope,
oh,
she...
my God. I can't live with myself. I can't live with myself.
It's Barbara Streisand.
I know, but still.
Get a grip.
Maybe I could be consoled.
Don't let your panties get in a wad.
I could be consoled by Halle
Berry. By Halle Berry.
That's right.
That was good.
I thought so, too.
That was very
good. And you walked right into it.
Anyway, so Babs was a guest on the Just for Variety podcast, and she was asked if she considered doing a scripted feature along the lines of Elton John's Rocket Man or Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, easy for you to say.
And she replied,
mm-hmm.
After I'm gone, not while I'm alive. No.
Okay. I think we've done that one in. We beat that horse. More Who Cares tomorrow. Good luck to Barbara Streisand when she's dead.
Good luck, Babs. I think you just threw the gauntlet down. Someone's going to say, challenge accepted. While you're alive.
That's right. Have a great day, and
it'll be the unauthorized version. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.